Engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you, and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord Jesus Christ broke down false barriers. We see this in his ministry, in the Gospels. We see this reflected, actually, in Paul's words to the Galatians in the first reading today. The Lord breaks down false barriers. He brings unity to the human family. He reconciles us to God the Father and to one another. We have to be constantly working along those same lines, breaking down barriers between people that would lead us to think that some people are less equal than others, less worthy than others of respect and protection, less important than others. Paul says here, even in reference to natural distinctions that we do not pretend aren't there, he says, there is no Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female. Now, he's not denying that there are males and there are females. But what he's saying is that these characteristics which make us different do not make us less valuable, less worthy of our rights, less able to take hold of the salvation in Christ. All are one in Christ Jesus, he says. Remember when he speaks about God breaking down the enmity between Jew and Gentile. In fact, Jesus' parables made those Pharisees angry because he said the kingdom of God was presented to you, you rejected it, so now he's going to go to the Gentiles. He's going to go to a people that will bear the fruit of his kingdom. God is breaking down the barriers, the distinctions we see in the Acts of the apostles rejoicing that now God was giving life-giving repentance even to the Gentiles as the Holy Spirit fell upon them. Look at the ministry of Jesus, how he sees human dignity in everyone. He's criticized for eating with the tax collectors and the sinners. Remember Zacchaeus, he was so short that the crowd was blocking him when Jesus was passing by. So he went up into the tree, and as Jesus is passing by, he doesn't give the most attention to the people who are closest there to him or reaching out to touch him or getting his attention. He sees Zacchaeus up in the tree and he calls him. He goes to the one who's farther away. He goes to the man of shorter stature. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. The understanding among the Jews was they shunned the tax collectors. Oh, you're serving the enemy. You're serving the Roman Empire. Zacchaeus, come. Let's have a meal together. I will stay at your house. The blind Bartimaeus crying out, "Son of David, have pity on me." The people were telling him to be quiet. The master can't be bothered with you. And he's blind. He's unlike all the other people crying out to Jesus. They can see him. He goes up to the blind Bartimaeus and says, "What would you have me do for you?" Jesus talks with the Samaritan woman at the well. She's a woman. She's a Samaritan. The apostles were astonished when they saw him talking to her because, as the Gospel of John says in that passage in the fourth chapter, the Jews have nothing in common with the Samaritans. They're not supposed to deal with them, and you're not supposed to talk with a woman in public. Jesus broke through that barrier. And, of course, the lepers. People were supposed to keep their distance. They were supposed to warn people that they were coming by ringing a bell and shouting out, "Unclean, unclean." Jesus goes to the lepers. And who can forget the children? People were bringing children to him, and the disciples, they thought they were being so smart and so helpful. Oh, don't bother the master. No, he's too busy. He's got this worldwide mission of salvation. He's concerned about more important things. No, Jesus said. He rebuked them. Let the children come to me, for it is theirs that is the kingdom of heaven. All are one in Christ Jesus. There is no Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female, and today we declare no born or unborn. Of course, there's a natural distinction. The unborn are in the womb. They haven't gone through the birth process yet. Doesn't mean they don't exist. Doesn't mean they're a figment of our imagination. If they were a figment of our imagination, they wouldn't be have the necessity of a procedure to get rid of them, called abortion. There are no born or unborn, we declare today. We break down the false barriers that our courts have placed between the born and the unborn, somehow leading people to the erroneous idea that those unborn children, because they are younger, because they are more dependent, are somehow less valuable. It's the most unjust form of discrimination. We don't discriminate against a person because they're male or female, or because their skin is black or white. Nor do we discriminate against somebody because they are younger or smaller or more dependent. One of the most absurd arguments in the world on any issue ever is that, well, the baby can't survive outside the womb. The dependence of the child in the womb is not an argument for less protection, but for more protection. Let us, together with Jesus, who was so clear about this in his ministry, together with Paul, together with the entire Christian church throughout the ages, declare indeed that no natural differences between people and no artificial differences will cause us to forget the equal dignity of every human life and our duty to protect them. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.